Fresh. 92.7. That's right. It's Wycliffe, Sean, Will I Am with Let Me Touch Your Button. It's Jace and Kate and Mr. David M. Green in the studio today.
Mr. David Lazy Green.
Yeah.
Hello. No introduction music?
Yeah.
All right. How you doing?
You don't deserve it.
No? Why is that?
Because you weren't here last week.
Oh, no.
Because you were tardy.
Yeah, you weren't here last week. What's going on?
It's a week ago. No one can remember back that far. You're just confusing people now. Let's talk about what they really want to hear about. And that's you, Mr. Spreadberry.
Really? Why?
These people want more Spreadberry. Trust me. More Spreadberry. There's a question that I've been wanting to ask you, Mr. Spreadberry.
All right, shoot.
Surely with a name like Spreadberry, you got teased at school.
No, I didn't, actually.
If not for the name, then, you know, for the girly arms and legs. People listening, Jason Spreadberry is one funny-looking guy.
Wait a minute.
He just asked to touch my button before.
I'm not trying to do that, and I'm not trying to insult you either. I'm just interested. You know, Spreadberry. Surely the kids at school could come up with some really good nicknames.
Yeah, well, Spread was a common nickname. It's still,
Spread.
It still survives today.
Just Spread.
That's right.
How do you feel about that?
It feels great.
I don't know about that. It sounds like something you'd see in a magazine.
Oh, you dishing it out.
Do people always ask if you spread yourself around? Do they?
So any play on the word, on the berry part of the name?
No, not today.
No, that seems like a really easy target there. Like... Because my name's David M. Green. Of course, any colour related word was potential insult, especially blue for some reason.
Did you get mean green machine?
Yes, I think I had that one at least once.
Because we used to call this guy at school who was called Mr. Green. We used to call him the Green Mean Machine.
Interesting.
Wow.
Anyway, there you go. How's your week been?
Yeah, it's good. No, I want to talk about Spreadberry. Let's keep talking about Spreadberry.
Let's just keep on talking about it.
All right. Get this. I was watching this generic cable television news channel, fair and balanced apparently, and I couldn't believe it. But ladies and gentlemen, Jason Spreadberry here has sold out. He's a sellout. Spreadberry has sold out.
What are you talking about?
He's a disgrace to the Spreadberry name.
Oh.
Can't walk down the street without being shunned and jeered by not just other members of the Spreadberry clan, but all types of berries. No one will sell him jam in this town. What has he done, you ask? All right, let me explain. He's using his name. He's using the good Spreadberry name to advertise a product. It's disgraceful.
Disgraceful.
Hear for yourself. I taped this off the radio, off the TV. The TV news. Yeah. Good morning, I'm Mitchell Rickstein. Jam, jelly, whatever you want to call it. I prefer conserve. We put it on our toast. But starting next week, we'll see a brand new brand on our supermarket shelves. Spreadberry Conserves. I'm joined now with inventor and marketing mastermind, Jason Spreadberry. Jason, good morning.
Yeah, good thanks, Mitchell.
I've had a taste of some of your jams, and I gotta say, they are delicious.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
What's your secret?
Well, the Spreadberries have been making jams for 12 generations. But it's really only now that I've decided to sell it to the world.
Well, that's very nice, but it doesn't really answer my question now, does it? This jam is incredible. It's like nothing I've ever tasted. What's your secret ingredient, Mr. Spreadberry? Mr. Spreadberry, the secret ingredient.
Well, sorry, Mitchell, that's a secret.
Touché, Mr. Spreadberry. Well, folks, I guess for now the Spreadberry secret ingredient will remain just that, a secret ingredient. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I'm from State Express. I've got a delivery for Jason Spreadberry.
Yep.
250 litres of medical waste.
Yep, 12 generations.
You disgust me, Spreadberry. No, you're okay. All right, let's move on. Now, enough with this corporate endorsement, yeah?
Yeah. That wasn't me. What are you talking about?
Oh, I think it was, but let's just move on. Hey, this crazy thing happened to me the other day. Get a load of this. I was sleeping in my house, and my lovely girlfriend Jemima spent the night at my house. And at some point during the night, she informs me, I have no memory of this, but apparently I woke her up, and I said, Jemima, I found a ham.
What?
I found a ham on my golf course. Right. Now, I have no memory of this, and I have no idea what that means, but it is without a doubt the weirdest thing that I've ever said in my sleep. And hey, I want to know if you can top that out there listening. I want to know about it. If you've said anything weirder than that, text in on 199 youth, and you will be showered with glory.
Yeah.
Or just give us a call, 1-300-7-FRESH. I have a killer story, but that's coming up later after a few tunes.
Yes, anything weird in your sleep, let us know, please. Jace and Kate for Tuesday Freshly Squeezed. It's, and also David M. Green in the studio.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. You are.
Hello.
Now, just before, we were talking about funny sleep stories.
Mm-hmm. Weird sleep stories.
Yeah, very odd.
I had a really strange one last night, and I still have to call someone in particular to see if they're okay.
You know what? I can't believe this one when you told me.
I basically arrived in the studio at Harper's Five this morning and then said straight away to Jace, oh my gosh, I think that I've beat up my boyfriend. Because last night I was fast asleep and recently been watching a lot of crime shows. So that's maybe a possible reason of why I've become so violent.
Yeah, I've been influenced perhaps.
Yeah.
Did you check his pulse before you left for the station?
No, I just made a coffee and ran out.
Scalded him with coffee. It's so appalling.
No, I punched him. No. But anyway, last night I was fast asleep and he obviously, you know, tried to get onto the other side of the bed. And as he was doing that, I just started punching him. And then he, apparently, I kind of vaguely have some recollection of him like going, ah, you're punching my eye, what are you doing? And then instead of me waking up and like checking to see if he's okay, I just literally said, oh, it's you. Oh, it's not an intruder. And then I went back to sleep. And that was it. And then I woke up this morning and in a complete frenzy thinking, what if he's got two black eyes?
I can't believe you were totally oblivious to the fact you just totally punched out your boyfriend. You're like,
Back
to sleep.
Yes, it's not an intruder.
What's your boyfriend's name?
His name's Dan.
Hey, Darren or Dan?
Dan.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Call in, tell us if you're still alive.
1-300-7-FRESH, honey.
Let us know if you're okay. Yeah, give him black eyes.
I know, I'll turn up and instead of sex toys being outside my house, it'll just be all my stuff. I missed that one.
No, that's
it's an obscure callback there.
Yeah, we did have a few shout outs actually, and this is hilarious. Once woke up my girlfriend and told her I was stuck in a mushroom. That's a weird one.
That's a shout out, is it?
No, he kind of is, and he's like, shout out from Rob.
Mm.
Okay, that's pretty weird. You're giving a shout out in your sleep.
Yeah, any others? Any others, guys, that came through the SMS?
Yeah, hey, someone texted in and apparently they said, hang on, I've heard of a mate's missus waking up and saying the apricots are using us as stairs. That's quite weird. I think that's on par with my ham. No, what did I say? I found a ham on my golf course. That's weird stuff.
I mean, all these weird quotes, I don't even make sense.
Well, what was this one? Read that one.
I said another piece of steak will be fine, thank you, and I'm not a monkey spider. That's so funny. Imagine just
spider
saying,
monkey. Oh, no monkey spider.
Mm.
No monkey spider.
Very weird.
Well, that's just absurd.
Well, it looks like we got a call on.
People are calling in. Oh, put this to air, Spreadbury.
All right. Hello.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good, mate.
Have you got a interesting sleep habit or?
No, it was a mate of mine. We had just come back from a night out, and it was just crashing on the spare bed. And he woke up, or I thought he woke up. Mm-hmm. He sat bolt upright and started putting his quilt into a pile in the middle of his bed, and just building it into a pile in the middle of his bed. And I said, Joe, what are you doing, Joe? And he goes, I'm just building a mountain so I can put my items on it when I die.
Oh my god, that's a classic.
Was he awake or was he just?
No, he was asleep. He doesn't have any memory of it at all.
Wow, no recollection.
Nothing.
Jesus. And what did he do afterwards? Did he go straight back to sleep?
No, he went straight back to sleep, and yeah, I told him about it in the morning. He didn't believe me.
And so the quilt was just there, lying there.
Yeah, oh, it was on him. And he pulled it off himself.
Yeah,
and just started building it into a pile.
No worries. And then,
yeah.
Was anyone else there to witness it?
Yeah, my mate Daniel was there as well, and we were just laughing our heads off.
That's hilarious.
Couldn't believe it.
But was there a ham on his golf course?
I don't know. It might have been a ham on the mountain.
No, a golf course is weirder.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for your call.
That's very strange. That's right. Thanks for that.
Next time, you're going to have to film him.
Yeah.
Just constant constant standby of a video camera.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Have a great day.
There you go.
Can you believe that?
That's hilarious. We have another one come through, actually. I apparently tell myself jokes and laugh at them. And she asked people if they've seen her Santa. Well, seen my Santa. That's quite rude.
Makes no sense.
And one to...
How about this one? Oh, sorry. 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 You go. No, you go.
Sorry.
Oh, you want me to go? All right. I once woke up yelling at my sister because I thought she was fishing on my wall.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the text, guys. And thank you to David M. Green.
Thank you. No, you had something to say. I'm sorry I cut you off before.
Oh, it doesn't matter now.
Have you got any plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, as I said earlier this morning, I totally forgot about it until my friend sent me a text and she said, anti-Valentine's Day party.
What? What's an anti-Valentine's party?
Oh, but it's a concept I haven't heard before. But basically what it is a group of single people go out and, go out in town. You know, so that's the thing, you know, meet up and then, you know, it's totally different from a Valentine's thing where it's two people together spending time with each other.
Okay.
So.
Is this legitimate?
No, well, it's just, yeah, well, we'll just... Going to catch up, so I'm definitely going. So,
so you're just going to mingle around town?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
What about you? You got any plans, DMG?
Okay.
No, not yet. I was going to say that anti-Valentine's Day thing. You don't get together and like slaughter livestock. Some sort of weird omen to Antichrist.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
You know, you should go out with someone you really hate on that day if it's truly an anti-Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You
call your
that's
worst enemy.
That would work.
Have a nice candlelit dinner.
Yeah.
Exchange, you know, heated insults, cold stares.